You Allaman, let's do a grand right and left. Right and left around the rainbow park. Go side of Wicked Lady Fair, and I'll promenade her around the square. Promenade that mountain, promenade. Now the head couples forward, you come back to the ring. You pass through and separate around the outside ring. Come back home and go side of it to your corner, Alamando. Come back to your partner, you swing them round and round. Alamando left on the corner, now you walk right by your own. You swing the right and lady.
What are you doing with that there dictionary?
Well, Hector Smith was in here yesterday and left a list of questions he wants me to help him answer. You know, the ones I was telling you about, the ones Hector has to answer for the Academy?
Yeah, I know the ones. But if the Academy can't answer the questions, how do you think a darn fool like Hector can?
Oh, the Academy knows the answers to the questions.
Well, then, what are they asking Hector for?
So they can find out if Hector knows the answers. And if he don't, he can't get into the Academy.
Well, if he can answer them, what's the use of going to the Academy?
Yes, but you don't get the idea, Eb. This list of questions here is a sort of examination.
A what?
Examination. Didn't you ever have examination when you went to school?
Well, I'll say I did. My arm was sore for a week.
Oh, there you go again, Eb, getting all mixed up. What you're thinking of is a taxidermist.
You're crazy. A taxidermist is a fellow that skins people.
No. The fellow that skins people is a taxi driver.
Well, maybe you're right. The last time I was in the city, one of them skinned me out 2 bits.
Yes, well, that's the way it goes. Well, let's get going here with these questions. You got a pencil?
Yes, here, someplace. Yes, I got one.
Well, tear off a piece of wrapping paper there, and I'll read off the questions, and you write down the answers.
Yeah, but I don't know the answers.
Never mind. I'll tell you what the answers are. Go ahead. Get a piece of paper there, and Hector's liable to be in here any minute now.
Oh, shucks. You're always making up work to do, Zeb.
Well, never mind.
Go ahead. What's the first question?
Say, now, wait a second here. Oh, yeah, Sergeant. Give the names of several parts of speech. Say, you remember what Professor Thistlewaite said them was when he was in here?
Ah, shucks. He just talked a lot of dad during tomfoolery. If they want us to give them some names, I can figure some out in no time.
Yes.
Let's see, first one. Henry'd be a good one.
Yes, put that down. Henry, George, and Pete. Yes. You got it?
Yes, I got it. What's next?
What is a noun?
That's a hard one.
Yes, that's just what this dictionary's for. Just a second now, I look it up. Noun, that starts with N. You know, there, yes, here it is. Noun, the name of anything. What? Why, all it is just another name. For question two, put down another name.
I'll put down Joe Bush.
Yes, I don't reckon you'll mind. And number three, what is a common noun? That means, what is a common name?
Well, Willie's a common name.
Yes, put it down.
Yeah, shakes. Is that all he is to this, just putting down names?
That's all it seems to be.
Well, I'll just go ahead and write some down here while I'm at it.
Yes, write some more, yes. Might as well. I'm looking up another word here.
Yeah, well, what you looking up?
Isthmus.
Shucks. I know what that is. Yeah. You know, Zeb, 'twas the night before Isthmus.
Oh, you darn fool, it's Christmas. 'Twas the night before Christmas, and all through the house, not a critter was stirring, not even the house.
You're crazy. 'Twas the night before Isthmus, and all through the flat, not a critter was stirring, not even the cat.
You're wrong. 'Twas the night before Christmas, and all through the house, not a critter was stirring, not even the cows.
You're crazy. 'Twas the night before Isthmus, and all through the shack, not a critter was stirring, not even the heck.
You're wrong.
It was the night before Isthmus.
But it ain't Isthmus. I tell you, here it is right in the dictionary. Look at it.
What
Isthmus.
Does it say it is?
Well, it says Isthmus, a long neck of dirt stretching out to sea.
Yeah, well, who writ the dictionary anyhow? What does he know about it?
He knows all about it. This here dictionary was writ by Webster.
Daniel Webster?
No, sir, Noah.
Noah?
Yes.
You got bats in your belfry. What? Noah built the ark.
Well, what if he did? He'd have plenty of time to write a dictionary, wouldn't he, while he's floating around for 40 days and 40 nights? Now, you just go ahead and put down the answers there. Never mind who writ the dictionary.
Well, what's the next question?
Let's see now. Where'd we leave off? Oh, yes, number four. Who said, give me liberty or give me death?
I already got that answer writ down. Lem Butler.
Oh, Lem Butler didn't say it?
Well, that's all right. We can get him to say it, can't we? Save looking it up.
Yeah, setting the bad idea at that. All right, number five. What is an isthmus?
Just a second while I put it down.
Hmm.
A long, dirty neck stretching out to see something.
Yes. Number six, where's copper found?
That's easy. In pennies.
Yes, put it down. Number seven, what comes in quartz?
Milk.
Mm-hmm. Number eight, what is lead?
Horse.
Shucks, ain't nothing to these darn things, is they?
No.
You think Hector could answer himself?
Yeah, but Hector ain't got the education that we got, Zeb.
No, that's a fact. That's why I sort of wanted to get him into the academy, so he can learn something. Now, let's see now. What was that last number?
Number eight.
Oh, yes, number nine. What animal loses its skin? What loses its skin, huh? That's kind of a hard one.
Sure. Nothing to that one. Bananas.
I didn't have never thought of that. Well, number ten. What was Custer's last battle?
The one he got killed in, of course.
That's right. Put it down. You got it?
Yes. Yeah, I got it. What comes next?
This one's a sort of funny one. It says, tell in your own words some well-known historical anecdote.
Sure. Nothing to that one, neither. You can borrow Mrs. Snyder's. She's got one.
How do you mean? Got one what?
A well-known nanny goat.
Oh, but she ain't. She ain't. It ain't a well-known nanny goat.
Say it's well-known. On a warm day, you know it halfway across the town.
Yes, but it ain't nanny goat. It's anecdote. That's a kind of story.
What's the good of telling a story to a nanny goat?
Now, Eb, there you go again, getting all twisted. You don't tell no story to a nanny goat. You just tell it. For instance, take the story of Dan'l Boom.
Who?
Boom. The story of Boom.
I reckon you mean the song.
I don't know that. I mean the story. It ain't a song. It's a story.
It is a song. A song is I fall down, go boom.
Oh, it ain't. Dan'l Boom was a feller, one of these here now big shots. That's why he was called Boom. That was the name the Indians give him. He used to trade with them.
Trade names?
I mean, he used to sell the Indians things. And they used to pay him in wampum. Well,
how's that?
I say they used to pay him in wampum. So,
darn dirty trick, if you ask me.
Dirty trick? What are you talking about? What's a dirty trick?
To pay a feller and then wampum.
I didn't say they wamped him.
You did.
I didn't. I said wampum. Burn it. That's money. Indian money. Never mind now. Well, the chief of the Indians was Sitting Bull. And one day, Dan'l Boom come up to where he was standing and...
You said he was sitting.
He was, but he was standing.
Hold on. What was he? Sitting or standing?
He was sitting.
Yeah, all right.
Only he was standing.
Oh, shucks. Never mind. I don't want to hear any more about it.
Now, wait a minute, Deb. The chief's name was sitting and...
His name was sitting and he was standing.
Yes.
You're crazy, Deb. You're crazy.
I ain't crazy, Ted. I know exactly what I'm talking about. That was the chief's name, Sitting Bull. But he was standing up when Dan'l Boom come up to him.
All right. Well, go ahead.
Tire feller out, you do. Well, so this chief had a daughter. That darn swell-looking gal, too. And her name was...
I know what it was.
Yes, well, what was it?
Sitting pretty.
Oh, it wasn't. It was Pocahontas, that's what it was.
Standing or sitting?
Either way. The reason her father was called Sitting Bull was because, because he was a matador.
A what?
A matador. That's one of these here fellers that gets paid big money for throwing the bull.
Oh, you mean he was a salesman?
Oh, what's the use of trying to tell you anything? Come on, let's finish up these questions. See here now. 10, 11, next one's 12.
Well, what is it?
Number 12. Prior to the discovery of America, what was the general belief as to the shape of the earth?
What's that again?
What shape of the earth?
Dang if I know. I ain't been around much.
Why, Eb, you know what shape the earth is. What kind of cuff buttons do I wear?
Square.
Yes, I know I do on weekdays, but what kind do I wear on Sundays? They're round, ain't they?
Oh, I get you. I get you, yes.
Yes. Well, then, what shape's the earth?
Square on weekdays and round on Sundays.